Today's scripture reading is from 3 John, verses 1 through 12.
我今日读经经文来自约翰三书第一章到第十二节。
We'll read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我会先用英文，然后用广东话读出。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I've written something to the church, but Diotrephus, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers and also stops those who wants to and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true.
是约翰三书第一章到十二节。第一节，作长老的写信给亲爱的该由，就是我诚心所爱的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如我按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大的。弟兄，亲爱的弟兄啊，凡你所作客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你又配得过神，神就帮助他们往前行，这就好了。因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特比不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以此为足。他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待，他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。亲爱的弟兄啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。低微雕行善，有众人给他作见证，又有真理给他作见证，又是我们给他作见证。你也知道我们的见证是真的。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读和听话语的人。
Pastor Thomas' sermon today is titled Walking in the Truth.
今日麦牧师所传讲神的信息，他讲到的题目是按真理而行。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
好高兴今日我们能够在这里一同去敬拜神。
I'm very pleased to be worshiping together with you.
喺我哋开始之前咧，我哋特登想为咗阿欧嘉丽姊妹嘅妈妈去祈祷。
Before we start, we'd like to pray for our sister Kelly's mother.
啊，喺啊，佢哋香港嘅晚上，即系我哋今朝啊几个钟头前咧，佢因为跌倒喺地下。
A few hours ago, her mom fell in Hong Kong.
啊，而家就系仲喺急救室。
She is still in the ER right now.
啊，佢冚咗个头，背脊落地冚咗个头，同埋不过佢人仲清醒。
She had hit her head, but she is still very conscious.
啊，我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你系一个怜悯人嘅神。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are compassionate.
啊！喺我哋啊人嘅无助嘅里面，你就随时系我哋随时嘅帮助。
You are our constant help when we are helpless。
啊！我哋唔单止祈求你喺啊喺啊我哋嘅灵性上每日去喂养我哋。
Not only are we asking for you to feed us spiritually。
正如今日喺传讲你嘅话语，同埋翻译你嘅话语嘅当中，我哋一同嘅得益。
As we benefit from the preaching and the interpreting of your word，
我哋今日都为咗喺呢个时候都为咗嘉丽嘅妈妈祈祷。
We pray for Kelly's mother。
当佢仲喺医院嘅时候，求主你嘅灵与佢同在。
May you be with her as she is still in the hospital.
安慰她的心和她家人的心。
Comfort her and her family.
让她能够在你里面能够有不变的盼望。
That she in you will have an unchanging hope.
因为你的慈爱是顾及她的儿女，你的儿女。
Because your love and your mercy are there for your children.
求主你医治和保守。
Please heal her.
这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your son Jesus' name.
Amen. 这个新政府刚刚上任了没多久。
So we now have a new administration in the government.
但呢幾個禮拜差唔多將前任嘅政府嘅政策咧，就好似完全都轉過曬嚟。
This past week have been many different policies from the previous administration that had been overturned。
唔單止喺疫情上、經濟上或者種族上嘅方案。
Not only in the economy, in the fight。Of the pandemic that had been turned over.
社会上的平等和公义是我们年轻一代很关心的问题。
The society's equity as well as justice is of special concern for the youth.
但其实这个都是合乎神创造这个世界的目的。
This is actually in concert.With the purpose of God's creation of the world.
但随之而来呢，带入了很多很有争议性的道德问题。
But since then, there had been some arguments in the realm of morality.
在这个本来已经是迷失了方向的后现代的社会里面。
In this post-modern age, when we have lost our direction.
带来了更多的混乱、自私和愤怒。
It had brought together many chaos, selfishness, and anger.
那究竟我们怎样去教导我们的下一代，知不知道什么叫做对和错呢？
Then how do we teach our next generation what is right and what is wrong?
因为对同错的界限已经变得很模糊了。
Because right and wrong, the boundary had been blurred.
这个游戏规则都可以因着自己的人的意思去改来改去这个社会。
And the rules have been changed according to just people's will.
咁年轻人点样先知道咩叫做真理呢？
So how does the youth know what is the truth?
系咩值得我哋一揭开张被就好欢喜快乐嘅迎接新嘅一日嘅嚟到呢？
So what helps us to welcome a new day as soon as we wake up?
乜嘢系值得我哋费神忙摊瞓晒身落去要去做嘅嘢咧
？What would help us to totally immerse ourselves to work toward？
有冇啲嘢真系有意义嘅嘢或者公义嘅嘢系值得我哋去做嘅咧
？Are there things that are of great significance or of great justice that are worth our doing？
如果真的有的话，我又是可以在哪里找到呢？
And if indeed it exists, where can I find it?
当我上个礼拜讲到约翰二书的时候，
As I spoke from the book, the second John,
说那些人很想自己随自己的意思呢，去构造他心里面那个神。
That people had tried to mold their own God according to their own desire.
但我知道这个咁系唔得嘅，行唔通嘅。
We know that it is not doable.
无论有几跟得上潮流
，No matter how much you keep up with the trends.
无论系讲得佢几动听
，No matter how eloquent you are.
唔系真嘅嘢，永远都唔会系真嘅。
Something that is not true will never be true.
只有神才是那个真实的真理。
Only God is the true truth.
耶稣基督就是那个恩典和真理的彰显。
And Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the truth.
当我讲到真理的时候，真理就不是说一些很抽象的理论。
When I talk of truth, it's not something that is very abstract.
不是说在大学的课室里面，我们可以拿出来去辩论。
It is not something that we could just take out from a curriculum and debate on.
不是说你政客 politician 很随意的用来达到他自己的利益。
It is not something that politicians can manipulate for their own benefits.
也不在我们主日学里面，我们斗背那个圣经的经文。
It is not those scripture memories in Sunday schools.
一个福音的真理会使到人的生命去得到改变。
Gospel truth will change one's heart.
这个真理会将这个人心灵的里面对这个物质的崇拜去改变过来。
This truth will help us change our worship of materialism.
改变我们过来成为我们对神那个的敬畏、爱慕和一个忠心。
And it will change us so that we will turn toward God to love him, to desire him, and to follow him.
耶稣基督的福音的真理改变了我们怎样看我们自己的价值和安全。
The gospel truth of Christ had changed how we look at value, how we look at security and truth.
当我们在耶稣基督的牺牲的救赎工作的里面，
When we look at the sacrificial work of Jesus,
确实的知道我们自己的罪，我们的罪已经得到赦免了。
We know for certain that our sins have been forgiven.
在那里我确实知道，我已经被父神完全地接纳了我们。
We are assured that we've been accepted totally by God, our Father.
在这里确实知道有圣灵的存在的时候，我们有那个力量。
That we have the Holy Spirit with us, and therefore we have the strength.
在那裡我們真正能夠就在那裡我真能夠有一個把握和勇氣呢我們面對每一天的困難和挑戰。
It is only then that we will have the confidence and the courage to face trials, challenges.
當我們的心被我們救主耶穌和他十字架的榮耀去吸引的時候
As we are attracted by Christ and his cross,
在那裡我才會跑向你這個十字架要得到他要得到個力量
And we will run toward the cross to gain the strength.
我要在跑去十字架要得到我們在代表神周末在這個世界上那個需要的力量
And we will gain the strength from Christ.So that we may live here in this world.
在这样的时候，我这样才会改变我们的生命的目标。
It is only this way that we change the goal of our life.
在这样的时候，才会改变我们侍奉神的态度。
It will only then that we change the attitude when we serve God.
也都改变我们每一天那个生活的方式。
It will also change our daily living.
所以约翰三章这里主要的讨论今天的约翰三章不单是个真理的持守。
So in the third John, the theme is not just so that we hold on tight to the truth,
那是说我们怎样将这个真理去活出来。
The second theme is how we can live out this truth.
根据教会历史呢约翰当时就住在以弗所那里牧养那里的教会。
According to church history, the apostle John was living in Ephesus, shepherding the people there.
初期个教会嘅里面啦，冇我哋而家手里走上咗有嘅新约圣经。
So in the early church, they didn't have the New Testament like we have today.
当教会被建立啊，佢真系好需要一个有人将呢个真理去教导俾佢哋。
When the church was first established, they truly need people to teach them the truth.
但当即是没有我们现在这样的电话或者网络啊这样的传递的私信不是那么容易。
Back then in those days, it's harder to communicate. They didn't have electronic communication tools that we have now.
当福音他要真的要去传递啊或者要去教导的时候。
So in order to preach,The gospel.
就需要当时的使徒和那个指派的同工呢他要出去去将福音去到第二度去带给他们。
So it needed the apostles as well as their co-workers to physically go out to preach and teach.
他要摊山过岭去行路或者去坐船。
They had to travel long distances over water, over mountains, and they might have to go on boats.
这样才能去到另一个地方的里面。
It's only then that they could go to another place.
好像使徒行传所记载的一样。
Just like what had been recorded in the book of Acts.
真是又辛苦又危险。
It is very labor intensive and can be very dangerous.
而且去到新的地方那些客店又不安全。
And then when they go to foreign lands, the inns may not be very safe.
而且他对外地人一定不是很友善。
And then people were not that friendly to strangers.
所以当地的教会的信徒是需要开放他们家来接待这些做客旅的弟兄。
Therefore, the local believers had to open their homes so that they may be able to welcome these itinerant preachers.
啊, 但这样有两个问题来了。
But there arose two problems.
啊, 因为当地的教会 如果要分辨一个传道人的真和假的时候,
Because in order for those people, local believers, to distinguish between a true and a false teacher,
啊, 因为他没有我们今天的即时的资讯, 啊, 他没有办法立刻知道去查证这个人是真的还是假的。
Because they don't have immediate communication tools to find out whether this teacher is false or true.
啊, 他只有唯有去靠小心听他们对这个真理的教导。
They could only rely upon carefully listening to this person's teaching.
啊, 尤其他对耶稣基督的教导究竟是真还是假。
Especially about Christ's teaching, whether it is true or false.
啊, 还有要留心看他们的行为。
And they also need to carefully observe these teachers' behavior.
啊, 这些就是约翰一书和约翰二书的主题了。
So these were the themes of 1st and 2nd John.
啊, 尤其约翰二书呢, 约翰要当地的教会就不要接待, 啊, 这些迷惑人的, 是敌基督的。
And in 2nd John, it warned them to not take in these antichrist, these deceivers.
啊, 第二个问题是什么呢?
So what is the second problem?
啊, 因为接待弟兄这件事情上啊, 在某个程度是需要额外的爱心。
To welcome these itinerant teachers, one need to have extra love.
啊, 正如每一个按真理而行的善一样。
It's just like doing good.
每一个真正的侍奉是需要付出。
A true way of serving requires that you give something up.
啊, 所以约翰写这封约翰三书给当时的人。
So John wrote this letter, 3rd John, to those people.
啊, 他写给另外一个地方的教会的该友这位弟兄。
And he wrote it to another church, one of the brothers there by the name of Gaius.
啊, 他称赞他, 啊, 不单他心里头, 啊, 存有这个真理, 第三节这么说。
And he praised that brother that he had a truth in his heart.
啊, 更加的, 他就说, 他更加是将这个真理呢,
and he also truly practiced and walked in the truth.
啊, 在教会的侍奉上, 尤其在接待这个客旅的弟兄这件事情上面,
in serving in the church, especially in welcoming these itinerant teachers.
啊, 虽然有挑战和拦阻,
though there are challenges and obstacles,
啊, 但约翰勉励, 啊, 该由, 你仍然的, 他继续按着真理来行。
But John continues to encourage Gaius to walk in the truth.
啊, 我讲到接待客旅的时候, 我们讲到接待, 迎接这个弟兄就来到他家。
So when you welcome a guest, you have to welcome this person into your home.
啊, 欢迎接待的弟兄来到家去居住啊、膳食啊、陪伴他。
You welcome this brother to your home so that they can eat with you and be with you.
啊, 并且当他快要再上路的时候，为他预备一个足够的金钱和食物，好叫他能够去到另外一个地方。
And as they start to travel to someplace else, you need to supply them with financial supply as well as food supply so that they may be able to go to the next place.
我家裡不算多東西。
So my home doesn't have a whole lot.
但要接待要來訪的宣教士的時候,
But when we welcomed a missionary to our home,
我要花時間將我家屋打掃乾淨佢。
We had to spend time to clean our home thoroughly.
要洗地啊，洗廁所啊。
Had to wash the floor, wash the bathroom.
坐subway同巴士去到火車站去接佢嚟到。
Took the subway, took the bus to the station to pick that person up.
然後跟住煮啲嘢去，煮乜嘢嚟招呼客人好咧？
And then we had to think about what to cook for this guest of ours.
尤其他想吃那些東西,我平時都不會買的。
Things that he likes may not be things that I ordinarily would buy.
又怕冷落了,他都要跟他聊天的。
And also want to spend time speaking with the missionary.
我變成我整個禮拜,我要放下我自己。
So that whole week I had to put aside what I normally would do.
做的就為了要服侍這位宣教士。
And that whole week I spent time to take care of this missionary.
另外一個例子我想起的就是,
Another example that I thought of.
很久以前,當我還做學生的時候,
Long time ago, when I was still a student,
我和另外一個弟兄去外州參加這個聚會。
I and another brother had gone to a different state to attend a meeting.
我要住一晚在招待我們的一對夫婦的家裡面。
We spent a night with one of the host family.
我以為他有間客房可以招呼我們啦。
So I thought they had an extra bedroom to put us up.
原來他將他們的單人房的房子讓給我們出來給我們。
But what they did was they had one single bedroom which they gave up and gave that to us.
他們自己就去睡沙發。
And the couple slept on their own sofa.
沒錯,我們招待人是需要我們的付出。
Indeed, we need to give off something when we want to welcome people to our home.
付出我們的時間、金錢和精神。
To put up our time, our money, and our energy.
尤其那些我們完全不認識他的那些人。
Especially to those whom we do not truly know.
為了要對方能夠得到安心的、得到鼓勵的為主去工作。
So that we work for Christ to make these people comfortable.
因為這些為主的名出外的弟兄姊妹。
Because these people who in the name of Christ had gone out to serve the Lord.
是應該受到我們加倍的敬重。
Deserve us to treat them well and be hospitable to them.
Move to next slide. 當這個世界的人都自己專門顧著自己的事的時候,
But in this world, as people tend to just worry about one's own needs,
他們就放下他們自身的舒適的生活。
And one puts away one's comfortable life.
放下他那個受人尊敬的專業。
To put away one's own dignity.
放下他那個溫暖的家庭的生活。
To put away one's family life.
他們為了主的名,要出去為主的福音去勞苦,去奔波。
These faithful servant for the sake of Christ's name had gone out to work hard and endure.
圣经话呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹系值得我哋加倍去敬重佢哋嘅。
And the Bible tells us that these brothers and sisters deserve our extra respect.
保罗喺哥林多后书嘅十一章廿六到第廿七节咁样形容呢咗啊，我哋咗出去侍奉主嘅人所要经历嘅一切。
And in 2 Corinthians 11 verses 26 to 27, Apostle Paul gave a description of what these people who served the Lord endured.
他说又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里面的危险和旷野的危险、在海里面的危险、假弟兄的危险，他受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，又多次不得食，又受寒冷，又赤身露体。
Paul says, I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. Have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked.
哇，呢啲真系喺我哋今日过惯珠饰生活嘅一代咧，系好难去明白。
It is so hard for us who have been living in comfort and luxury for us to understand.
啊，麻烦啲，我哋都会去埋怨。
We complain even if there's just a little bit of a.
但当日嘅门徒都照样为主嘅名都出去做侍奉。
But back then, these apostles and believers would go out and endure and to serve.
啊，当佢哋为主耶稣嘅名去出外嘅时候。
So when they go out in the name of Christ,
啊，佢为咗要使万民做主嘅门徒。
Because they want to make disciples of all nations.
啊，佢要直到地极去做主嘅见证。
They want to witness to the ends of the world.
啊，虽然系危险，但佢仍然嘅咁样去效法耶稣基督。
Though it is dangerous, they still want to strive to imitate Christ.
啊，就系天天背起佢舍己，背起佢嘅十字架去跟随主。
And daily deny themselves, take up the cross and follow Christ.
啊，呢个亦都系约翰今日啊，要我哋去效法嘅。
This is what the Apostle John wants us to follow.
用我们的生命去侍奉主，去荣耀主。
To use our lives to serve and to glorify the Lord.
在个疫情的里面，使人醒觉到原来人生真的很短暂。
During this pandemic, many people realize that life is very fleeting.
很多人现在还未认识耶稣。
There are still so many, many people who do not know Jesus Christ.
这个是否是神今日给你和我生命里面的呼召呢？
Is that the calling of God to you and to me today?
接待人的第三样就是说呢，第六节讲是配得过神。
And the third point in receiving and supporting someone is in verse 6 that we do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God.
啊，即系配得过神，即系话咧，我哋咁样做系合乎神嘅心意嘅侍奉。
That means when we do it that way, we are doing it in the manner of God.
是神所称赞忠心又良善的仆人。
It is how God would praise his faithful servant.
约翰也是这样去称赞该犹，去在第五和第六节讲他是一个又忠心又良善 的侍奉。
This is how John praises this brother Gaius, that he is a person worthy, in a manner worthy of God.
因为这些客做客旅的弟兄去到外邦人，即是那些未信的人，未信徒的里面，他们不会向他们去求帮助。
Because these itinerant teachers, when they go out, they would not ask for help from the unbelievers.
这更加显得当地的教会的信徒要帮接待是更加需要的。
Therefore, that there is this true need for the local church to receive and to take care of these traveling teachers.
耶稣说，当我们信徒接待弟兄的时候，
So Jesus says that when we receive these brothers,
我们就做在主自己的身上。
It is actually being done to Christ.
因为接待这些人的时候，我们其实接待着主耶稣基督自己。
Because when we receive and welcome these people, we are receiving and welcoming Jesus, our Lord.
我们每一个侍奉都是为了主而做的。
Each aspect of our service should be done for our Lord.
譬如我们在教会里面所做的工作。
For example, things that we do at church.
为了使到崇拜顺利的进行。
In order for the worship to be done smoothly.
无论你是现在在帮我们在电脑里面去操作 去控制。
Whether you are helping us with technology.
或者你练琴，好叫能够在崇拜里面去做资琴的弹琴的工作啦。
Or as a pianist who practice beforehand.
或者你花很多时间，很多钟头去做现在的看到的 PowerPoint 啦。
Or you spend hours putting together what you look at on your screen, the PowerPoint.
很多时间去准备和教的主日学啦。
Lots of time spent in preparation for teaching Sunday school.
虽然这些都是作为志愿做的工作。
Even though these could be called quote unquote volunteer works.
但是侍奉是多过只是将在清单的里面的事做好它。
But serving the Lord is not just doing ticking off everything on a list.
侍奉是一个属灵的侍奉。
Serving the Lord is spiritual.
是需要我们有一个更新的心思。
It needs a renewed mind.
是需要先将自己好像当作活祭咁献上给神。
It requires us as a living sacrifice to be offered to God.
是当神那个荣耀会先抓住 capture 了我们的心的时候。
It's only when God's glory has captured our hearts.
在那里我才知道自己的不足和不配的来去侍奉神。
It is then that we realize our limit and our unworthiness when we serve.
我们每一个侍奉都是要将那个看不见的神那个荣耀去彰显出来。
Every time when we serve, we need to manifest the glory of the God who is invisible to us.
这是一点都不容易的。
That is not easy.
并不是说依靠我们人那个神学的知识。
So it does not just depend on our knowledge theologically.
或者运作的技巧的 skill。
Or it is not the skill of how we work.
或者我们有天赋天生给我的好口才。
or that we are gifted with articulation.
只有聖靈才能夠改變一個人的心。
Only the Holy Spirit can transform one's heart.
在這樣的時候，我們需要更多的去依靠神。
It is it only then that we know we need to real, depend on God.
我們更多要依靠神的智慧、能力和恩典。
We need to depend on God's wisdom, power, and grace.
使這個使到我們能夠更謙卑下來。
So that we may humble ourselves.
使到我們更加有忍耐和和善的心。
So that we may have patience and gentle of heart.
有一個動力和一個樂意的心。
So that we may have the motivation and the joy.
免得我們當失去了一起初裡面個起興奮的個心的時候，我們會灰心。
Lest we become discouraged when we have when the enthusiasm has died.
係啦，免得我們好似第九節嗰個雕突飛咁樣因為佢能夠有一個獨攬大權而會驕傲。
And so that we would not be like what was described in verse 9, this person called Diotrephes, who just loves to be first and wanted nothing to do with the believers.
因為他能夠有獨攬大權的時候，他以為他自己很巴閉。
He thought that once he gained authority, he'd be really above the world.
反而的是有一個謙卑的心去順服神，以及彼此的順服。
But contrary, we need to have a humble heart to serve the Lord with submission.
約翰更加勉勵該猶，他不要膽怯。
John also encouraged Gaius not to be timid.
作惡的人呢，就看來好像很兇猛很殘酷。
People who do evil can seem very cruel.
但是他們未見過神，也都不屬乎神。
But they have not seen God and they do not belong to God.
當我們看見神的榮耀那個時候，
But when we see God's glory，
我們就能夠好像大衛面對巨人哥利亞的時候那有這樣的勇敢。
Then we can have the courage just like when David faced Goliath.
所以約翰說第十一節說 11 就說只要效法善行善的才是屬乎神。
So that just like in verse 11, to do good because doing good is from God.
当弟兄姊妹能够见证到那些侍奉主的人的他们的忠心和爱心的时候。
So when brothers and sisters can faithfully receive those who serve the Lord.
当他们看到见证到那些忠心侍奉主的人你怎样有怎忠心和怎样爱主的时候。
When you see the love and the faith of those who serve the Lord.
他们都因此能够充满着喜乐。
Those who witness these could be filled with joy.
因此能够得到鼓励。
And can receive encouragement.
因此去一同的都去亦都去一去效法去行善。
And they can continue, and want to do good to imitate these teachers.
第四，我哋第四嘅第八节，咁喺第 verse 8咁样讲，佢话所以我哋应该接待咁样嘅人，点解咧？就叫我哋，叫我们与他们一同为真理作工。
And in verse 8, John continues to tell us, we ought therefore to show hospitality to such men, so that we may work together for the truth.
当我们接待人的时候，其实我们是跟他 一同的为真理去工作工。
So when we receive and welcome these teachers, we are together working as fellow workers for the truth.
前个星期喺佢 youth fellowship 听团契咧，佢问牧师咧，其中有一条问题。
And in youth fellowship last week, one of the questions that they asked of us pastors was,
点解我冇成为一个宣教士咧
？So they asked me why I didn't become a missionary.
呢一个系一个好好嘅问题。
That was a very good question.
因为呢一个系我当初献真传道嘅时候我系咁样谂过嘅。
That actually was one of the things that I had thought of when I first became a preacher.
但系我始终都冇做到。
But I hadn't done it.
一来系因为一个大环境嘅改变啦。
One reason was that it is a huge change.
二来系我觉得神俾我嘅恩赐都唔系好适合做宣教士。
And secondly, I felt that the gift that God had given me was not one of being a missionary.
因为我嘅适应能力唔系好高嘅啫。
Because my adaptability is not that high.
但我真系好敬佩我好多嘅宣教士。
But I truly, truly admire missionaries.
尤其系我认识嘅喺神学院嘅同学。
Especially the classmates that whom I knew from my seminary.
但系呢个唔代表话我咧就可以偷懒啊，可以唔轻松啲啦。
But that doesn't mean that I would become relaxed and not have to work hard.
但当我哋喺金团上去支持佢哋嘅时候
，and when we support these missionaries with finances.
当我们在祈祷里面 去支持他们的时候
When we support them prayerfully
在教会的里面用他们的见证来鼓励人的时候
When we use the missionary's testimony to encourage people in our church
要他们能够去安心侍奉安心去上路的时候
And as we make them able to Go out in peace.
我哋都系同佢一同嘅从工。
So actually, we become fellow workers with them.
我哋一同嘅为咗个福音嚟努力。
And together, we work hard for the sake of the gospel.
但系圣经都话咧，其实每一个侍奉咧都系重要嘅。
The Bible tells us that every act of service is important.
每一个建立教会或者拓展呢个神嘅国度嘅侍奉咧，都系非常之重要。
Every act of service for either planting a church or for any aspect of spreading the gospel is important.
无论我哋系退休人士
，whether we are already retired。
或者而家好忙碌工作嘅專業人士
，or we are hard at work as professionals。
喺大學裡面為咗你嘅主修嘅科目好努力去讀書嘅
，or we are studying diligently for our major。
或者你係開始為將來嘅前途祈禱嘅就嚟嘅大學畢業生。
Or you are a college grad and you are praying earnestly about your future.
或者你而家喺度谂紧点样去报名去读边一间嘅大学嘅中学生。
Or you are currently applying for colleges.
我哋忙碌，我哋努力紧嘅系乜嘢咧
？So what are we being so busy and working so hard for?
你谂紧你计划嘅时候，乜嘢系主导你去找呢个方向嘅咧
？When you are planning, what is that motivating force for you to go in that particular direction？
为主而活呢一首嘅圣诗对我哋嚟讲有咩意义咧？有咩挑战咧
？And the hymn "Living for Jesus," what kind of significance does it hold for you？
当我哋嘅心被耶稣基督嘅福音嘅荣耀吸引住 capture 嘅时候
，When our hearts are captured by Christ's glory，
喺个时候我就知道我嘅生命。不再是属于我自己的了。
It is then when we know that our lives do not belong to us.
我们的侍奉不好像我们现在应该的现代的人那样。
So our service should it be like what other people nowadays do?
将我的时间分得很有组织啊。
We organize our times.
分一段时间喺礼拜日去朝头早去侍奉神。
So do we just put aside at the time every Sunday? That's when we serve God.
做完之后啦，我就翻翻其他嘅纸咧，我就翻翻去嗰、那个保留咗、那个保留咗为咗我自己私人嘅时间嘅里面。
And then, do we then after Sunday, the remainder of the week, we will go back to the time that we reserve just for ourselves.
呢个其他嘅时间系我个人嘅我嘅工作，我嘅娱乐系我自己个人嘅。
So these other times are mine, and how I have fun, how I work.
唔系噶，唔系咁样样嘅，正经讲。
But the Bible tells us, no, that is not the way.
我们整个的生命全部都是属于神的。
The entirety of our life belongs to God.
是属于那位爱我、为我舍己的耶稣基督。
It belongs to Jesus Christ who loves and sacrificed for us.
我们的学业、我们的工作。
Our studies, our careers,
我们的家庭，我们的教会，
our families, our church,
都是完全是属于神，是为神而活的生命。
Totally belong to a life that is living for Jesus.
在这个属于神这个生命的里面，
and it should be in one that is a heart that belongs to God.
我们去寻找这个侍奉神那个的机会。
We need to seek opportunities to serve God.
教会并不单只是那个我们找到侍奉的地方。
The church is not the only place where we can find ministry opportunities.
教会乃是一个群体。
The church is also a community.
弟兄姊妹彼此服侍的群体。
Brothers and sisters serving together as a community.
去运用神所赐给我们的恩赐。
To use what God had given us as gifts.
每一个信徒应该接受神所给他在教会里面的角色。
Every believer should accept what God had given them.That role that God had given them to play in the church.
接受神将佢摆喺其他信徒嘅生命里面嗰个嘅角色。
That includes the role that you play in other believers' lives.
尤其系我哋信咗主好耐嘅弟兄姊妹。
Especially, those who have believed in the Lord for a long time.
觉得我们每年都过的时候都是做紧我们同样的事。
If we feel like every year we are doing the exact same thing,
其实我们可以做一些比现在更多的事情。
But it could be that we can do something that is extra.
每一个人。
For everyone.
在我们的每一个说话或者每做一件事的里面。
Everyone, in,our every word in our every deed.
我们可以帮助其他弟兄姊妹从神的角度 去睇我哋嘅生命。
We can help brothers and sisters to look at our lives in God's perspective.
啊，用我哋嘅经验啊，用啊我哋嘅见证。
To use our experiences, to use our witness.
啊，用我哋喺啊我哋自己嘅家嘅婚姻嘅里面，喺我哋工作里面，喺我侍奉里面所经历嘅一切。
To share experiences in our marriage, in our work, in our ministry.
用神嘅角度去睇呢啲嘢。
To look at these things in God's perspective.
啊，并唔系用所谓嗰啲 common sense， 用我哋嘅世俗嘅角度去睇，系教导弟兄姊妹，帮助佢哋用神嘅角度去睇呢啲嘢。
So to teach the brothers and sisters not to just use worldly common sense, but to look at it from God's perspective.
亦都可以帮助其他人喺神嘅话语嘅里面去睇到佢哋自己。
And to also help others to see themselves in God's word.
啊，呢个真系需要我哋自己先系圣经嘅学生。
But it requires that we be students of the Bible.
啊，需要我哋每一个人要好勤力嘅喺圣经嘅里面去落功夫。
That we need to diligently work to work hard to know the Bible.
啊，你睇生命真系多过吃喝吃喝，多过一个吃喝玩乐嘅。
And you need to look at life more than just eat, drink, and have fun.
生命系有神俾我哋嘅使命。
Life has mission from God.
啊，按住神嗰个不变嘅真理去荣耀神。
Glorify God according to His unchanging truth.
啊，我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我哋多谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你唔单止呼召我哋系成为你福音嘅去领受你嘅福音。
Not only do you call us to receive your gospel.
你系叫我哋喺领受你嘅福音之后，我哋去侍奉你，侍奉神你自己同埋其他弟兄姊妹。
You tell us after we receive your gospel that we are to go out and serve you and serve brothers and sisters.
成为你嘅器皿去建立呢个教会。
Become your vessel to build your church.
求主俾我哋喺真理上，我哋唔单止扎根。
Lord, help us not only to be rooted in the truth.
亦都系将呢个真理去不断嘅活出嚟。
That we also live out your truth.
去爱人，同埋去帮助喺我哋旁边有需要嘅人。
To love others, to help those who are in need.
去帮助喺困难嘅人当中，去点样睇见，用呢个角度去睇，去面对佢每一个事情。
To help those who are suffering to see from your perspective.
求主你帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
帮助我哋去成长。
Help us to mature.
咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.